Well, first of all, Matthew 5:44.
Yeah.
But I say to you, love that is unselfishly seek the best or hire good for your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So, I mean, like, first of all, that's the first thing to do if you think you have someone who's basically like an enemy or someone that is, you know, getting on your nerves, I guess you could say, like, even in this situation. Now, as I remember from this situation as well, this person said that it's gotten to a point where the landlord has asked both of them to leave because the confrontation between the two has gotten so intense.
Yeah.
So I guess at this point, you know, if that's what's going on, basically the whole situation's been taken out of your hands. You know, it's already been dealt with. Maybe not the outcome you were looking for, but, you know, no matter what, you have to trust God with the outcome. Proverbs 3:5-6 says to do that. We trust the Lord in all things, acknowledging him, and he's going to make our path straight, right? So we have to make sure that, you know, in even in tough situations like this where it just seems like we're banging our head against the wall because we can't seem to get through to this person, whatever, you know, we need to trust it to God. You know, we can gently, lovingly talk to them, you know, pray for the people, but ultimately God's in control.
Well, it's so true, but how can we practically like discern that line? You know, that line between, okay, like I'm going to claim scripture over this situation. Yep. At what point do we say, yeah, maybe God, like the wisdom is to just, yeah, I'm just going to get out of Dodge. Like I'm just going to pack up and I'm going to find another place to live because clearly this is not a good environment.
Yeah, sometimes there is that where you have to pray to God about what's going on and you have to sit there and go, okay, this is not getting any better. And you have to weigh, you know, how can we improve this? Are we going to have to move? You know, if so, okay, God provide the way. And he will one way or the other. And even in this situation, he kind of provided the way. And like both of them got the boot, you know?
You know, that's actually, that's kind of a positive spin on it. He's like, God provide the way. And then boom, okay, we got to leave. Well, okay.